Many today talk about wanting to have an outpouring of my spirit, revival, and a great move by me, like what is recorded in the book of Acts. Some don't believe that this is possible. But I would like to remind you that in my word I have said that I do not change. And I have never said anywhere in my word that I do not want to move within a generation. I do want to move. The reason I was able to move in the book of Acts the way you read is because those I moved through in the book of Acts submitted themselves unto me. They believed it was possible for me to use them. In this day and hour, one of the reasons that you do not see me moving in similar fashion is because too many in my church do not believe it is possible. You say you believe it is possible, but you draw limits to me because within you, you do not believe it is possible for me to move in and through you the way I did in the book of Acts. You judge yourselves by the inadequacies of your flesh and what you have done throughout your life. I judge you according to the completed work of my Son Jesus. As long as you struggle in believing that I will use you, then it's going to be very difficult for me to use you. Too many in my church are relying on whoever is behind the pulpit to be used by me, instead of believing that they too can be used by me. You have to conquer this. You must get past this. If you truly want to be used by me, then what you read in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is supposed to be creating the image on the inside of you of you doing the same as Jesus. Even that statement would be challenged by so many in my church. Nobody can do the works of Jesus, they say. But yet my Son Jesus himself said that if you believe, you could do his works. So I ask you, who do you think is right? The naysayers of today, or your Savior? If you truly want me to use you, allow me to work in you as you meditate in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I will help you begin to see you doing what Jesus did. Blind eyes opening, the lame being able to walk, those who are mute being able to speak, those who are deaf being able to hear, those battling sickness and disease being healed, even what science calls an incurable sickness or disease, those people being healed, the maimed being made whole, and devils being cast out. This is you. This is you. Unbelief is what hinders this. I want to move through you. When my Son said, if you believe that you could do his works, he was not excluding anyone. He wants you to know that he set the example, an example that you can follow, because I will anoint you with the Holy Ghost and power the same way that I did with him. The difference between you and Jesus is that he was meant to be the Messiah and you are not. He completed his work as Messiah. He reigns to this day as Messiah. You will never be Messiah, but you are my child. And the works that Jesus did, you can do also. Do not give up hope. Do not continue to believe that you can't do these things. I say to you, you are able, and I will equip you. So please, continue pressing into me. Continue pressing into my word. See your belief system changed, and then see me working through you, says the Lord.